Welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, your host and editor of VRMA's publications. Here with me today is Sage Nathan from Minoan. Hope you enjoy our conversation. So hello, Sage. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Awesome. I was first hoping you could tell me a little bit about yourself, Minoan, your history with the company, just so the audience can get to know you a little bit.
Sure. So I'm Sage. I'm a partnerships manager at Minoan. I've been at the company for close to 4 years now since its inception, which is super exciting. A little bit about me personally. I live in Denver, Colorado, originally from Houston, way too hot. So I had to get out and escape to the mountains. And I've been here for about a year and a half and I love it. In addition to, you know, my passion for hospitality, I'm also a big foodie, which is something that I like to do on the weekends, try new restaurants, new recipes and stuff like that.
Very cool. So today we want to talk a bit about this concept of systematizing furnishing in the context of short-term vacation rental businesses, which is obviously our audience, and why it's kind of crucial for their success. So I was wondering if you could just start by explaining that concept a little bit.
Yeah, of course. So we realized when starting Minoan, and I'm not the founder, but when we started Minoan and started getting into the vacation rental industry, which we kind of like stumbled upon, we realized how antiquated the systems around furnishing were. Like, there are all of these systems out there for like pricing and insurance and PMSs, right, to help you manage the day-to-day business. Mm-hmm. But before you use any of those systems, you have to have properties furnished. And that was a huge gap that we saw, where people were still using Excel spreadsheets to track orders. They had a stack of paper receipts on their desk. And when you have one property that's manageable, it's stressful, but manageable. But when you're trying to become a larger operator with 5, 10, 15, hundreds of properties, that system no longer works. So we set out to create a tech platform to help vacation rental owners and operators really systematize and streamline the furnishing process to make having a blank slate of a property, or even when you need to do a refresh or a rehab, a lot easier to track and keep tabs on, because you're ordering a lot of stuff for these properties and it can get really messy very quickly.
Can you walk me through a little bit, like what it looks like for the property manager to like go into this, the platform, and I guess, how do they know what they're supposed to do with it?
Yes. Good question. So it's a completely free platform. So unlike some of the other, you know, softwares in the industry where there's a subscription, it's completely free. There's zero cost to working with us. So it takes like 2 minutes to create an account. Once your account is approved, you would land on a big home screen in Minoan of all of the brands that we work with. So we work with over 160 brands, anywhere from like a Wayfair all the way up to like a Crate and Barrel Restoration Hardware, depending on the type of guests that the vacation rental managers and operators are catering to. And that homepage is really used as a billboard of like, who does Minoan work with? What are the discounts that I can get through shopping with them? And the way that it works, it's actually a bit of a unique shopping process. So you will go to the brand, let's say Wayfair, to actually find the product that you're looking for. Let's say you find three sofas that you're interested in for a property that you're working on furnishing. There are a few ways that you can add this item back into Minoan. Our shopping experience is unique in that you can have one cart with items from every single brand. So you could have one cart in theory with items from Wayfair and Crate and Barrel to make that repetitive process of, now I have to pay Crate and Barrel, now I have to pay Amazon, now I have to pay Wayfair, a lot easier. So you browse, let's say, on the brand's website to find what you're looking for. Everything comes back into Minoan to build out one massive cart. That way our team can also provide you with transparency on like, what are the estimated delivery dates look like? Is this going to fit in? Are these items going to arrive in time for your deadline to get the property live? That way you have all the information up front, all the savings, estimated delivery dates, delivery fees, et cetera, before you pull the trigger with all of these items from multiple brands in one place, instead of having, you know, 16 different tabs opens with your checkout pages, trying to figure out like, is this going to work or not?
That's awesome. So is it a unique like tech that you guys, that you guys employ, or is it just that is your kind of benefit that you're just kind of all in one place?
Good question. So we do have, we consider ourselves a tech company, you know, systematizing and helping streamline the furnishing. And so when I was talking about like adding items to your cart, we've created our own Google Chrome extension, which is basically a little widget. If people are familiar with like Honey or Rakuten or something like that, it kind of follows you across the Minoan brand partners that we work with. And what it allows you to do is build that cart in real time. So you land on Wayfair, let's say you find that couch, you pop open the Minoan extension, it tells you what the discount is, it pulls in the image, it pulls in the title, so that you don't have to do all of that work. Boom, you add it to your Minoan cart. Then let's say you go to Crate and Barrel and you find a dining table, boom, add it to your Minoan cart using the extension, and then you can view your cart all in one place. So we're building the technology around making shopping easier and making it easier post-purchase too, to track all of your orders in one place, filter down, because some, you know, vacation rental managers have hundreds of properties.
Right.
And you want to make sure that the sofa going to Susie's house gets to Susie's house and not to Joe's house. Mm-hmm. So we have all of these filtering capabilities within Minoan that we've created to make post-purchase tracking and order management really easy, especially for those larger operators in the space.
That's great. It seems like this technology would be useful in other industries. So why the short-term vacation rental market specifically?
Nothing existed. This did not exist. And we saw so many vacation rental managers who were using antiquated systems like spreadsheets, like pen and paper to keep track of this, not only from like a systems perspective, but also from a cost perspective.
Sure.
The industry is professionalizing. It's changing constantly. Competition is stronger than ever. And, you know, you can't use your grandma's sofa anymore. It just doesn't work. What used to work then doesn't work now. And so, you know, we find a lot of time we hear from vacation rental managers, it's so expensive. The owners don't want to pay for it. You know, it's expensive to redo the house. It is when you pay full price. But if you can get really strong pricing on incredible brands, like I said, Wayfair, Article, Pottery Barn, so on and so forth, that make those brands that maybe were aspirational at one point from a price point perspective, now within budget, you can create like a restoration hardware property on, you know, a home goods budget type of thing.
Yeah.
And so we're really focused on also helping them professionalize and transition to thinking of themselves as businesses, because they are, instead of consumers. When you're a consumer, you pay full retail. If you're a business, like hotels, they don't buy mattresses and linens at full price, right? They get a discount because of their buying power, because of their visibility and touch with consumers. And that's exactly what the what the vacation rental industry does too.
Yeah. Is there a consulting aspect of your business? Because I imagine they're, you know, these property managers who are using it as a, you know, a tech platform, that's a benefit there. But then, it, like you're saying, it seems you have a lot of perspective and insight in what might be able to help their business grow.
We're always happy to chat with vacation rental managers, and we do that a lot. I do that as part of my job. We have a team of account managers that chats with them. We're not designers, so we are not the people to come to like, what specific sofa should I buy? But that being said, we've worked with tens of thousands of independent owners all the way up to vacation rental managers who are, you know, running 500 to 1,000 properties under their belt. And we help them think about, first of all, diagnose, like, how are you guys doing things today? Do all of your owners have the same linens? No? Okay. Why not? Because they, you know, it's a big process. It's expensive. Great. Well, you can buy hospitality grade linens at a really strong price point that have color coded stitching on the insides to indicate a queen from a king to make turns easier. So you have to spend a little bit of money to make money. But if you're able to save and cut down hours of turn when your housekeeping team is coming to turn over the properties, that's money that you're saving by having that become more efficient. So we're always interested in chatting with people and like, how are you doing things today? Where are you getting stuck? And how can we use the system or the different products from the brands that we have to help make this a better process for you? So again, we don't do design consultations, but we do, you know, kind of peel back the layers of the onion to see like, well, how are you doing things today? And how can we make it even better and more cost effective for you? And ultimately a better experience for your guests. Mm-hmm. It all ties back into the ROI of the property, right?
And I think like we were saying before, like just having that record is like just part of the professionalization of, you know, these businesses, whether there's one property or up to, you know, hundreds, having that, like, just the professionalized data backed part of it.
What, you know, there's turnover, right? The the housekeeping team who's, or the purchasing team who's purchasing the items for the property now may be different than 10 years from now or 2 months from now. And then how are you going to remember or have a log of, well, what linens does this property have? What sofa did they buy? What lamp do they have when a guest breaks it and they need to reorder it? Like, that's a lot of work that happens as well. And people are like, oh, I don't know, we'll just buy something different. Well, if you have in Minoan an easy way to be like, oh, for Susie's property, this is the lamp that she bought from Wayfair. Boom, let's just reorder it. It's a catalog of everything that you've purchased, when you purchased it, what property it goes to help make this easier and more consistent for your entire team, regardless of, you know, hopefully turnover doesn't happen. But in the event that it does, at least you have a living record of it.
Yeah. For I guess managers who are looking to kind of dip their toe into things, would you say that something like linens would be like a good first step because of the amount of times you would need to replace them and that sort of thing?
And washing them. Anytime I talk to someone in the industry, I'm like, how many times do you wash your sheets at home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're not washing them three times a week.
Yeah.
The vacation rental industry, those sheets are getting washed and laundered constantly. So the sheets that people seem to love from Costco and love from Target and love from Amazon, they don't hold up. There's a reason that hotels, you know, there's a lot that we can learn from them. There's a reason that they don't use consumer grade linens because they understand like the durability that you need when you have at least two turns a week. You have the weekday crowd and then you have the weekend crowd, right? They need to be able to hold up. And not only from like a durability perspective, but also like I mentioned earlier with turns and making housekeeping and cleaning a lot easier so that your cleaners don't have to differentiate, okay, well, Susie uses Costco, but Linda uses Amazon, and look at the tags and try and figure out which linens go where. When you're systematizing linens, not only does every property have the same linens, again, makes turns easier, but your guests are also having a consistent experience. Yeah. And I think that's where hotels have really, really nailed it, is consistency. And I think that's something where in our industry, we're not quite there yet, but we're moving towards it. And I think that the guests, from what we're hearing out there, they are saying, we want consistency. I want to know if you're a vacation rental manager and you have 15 properties, I want to know that the same great sleep that I got in Phoenix is going to be the same great sleep that I get in Miami. And you can't have that when all of the linens and all of the mattresses are different. Of course, if you have like different levels of property, different tiers of properties within your portfolio, maybe you have a budget and a more luxe, then you can tier it out. But if you're using the same linens, or if your owners are using different linens at every single property, it just creates a lot of chaos and unnecessary chaos. The business is chaotic as is, right? There's a lot going on in the day-to-day. It doesn't have to be as complex as it is. If you can kind of take a few steps back, look at what you're doing and find small ways to improve it. And with the linens, you can also pass that fee on to your owners. You don't have to absorb the full cost. There's a ton of different ways where you could, you know, pitch it to your owners, market it, et cetera, to where the management company is not having to absorb the entire cost of, let's say, you know, three sets per bed, 100 beds, 300 sets of sheets.
What would you say? I mean, are there any common misconceptions or like, I guess, objections to a system like this? Or what are you hearing from people that are like not so sure about it or like concerned about it?
What I'm doing is working.
Yeah.
Why fix it? You know, what's wrong with everyone having their own linens? I think this industry sometimes can be a little bit stuck in its ways versus being open to seeing what else is out there. How could we do things better? And that is what's going to take this industry to the next level and continue to be competitive. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, why? Of course it's free. So it's not like it's a cost thing to use Minoan, but of course to purchase the linens, to purchase new furniture, to get the owners on board, there can be a lot of stakeholders involved depending on the structure of the management company. If they're vertically integrated, meaning they, in our terms, they own start to finish the furnishing for all of their homes, that's a bit easier. But when you have a management company who has, you know, hundreds of individual owners underneath them, it becomes a lot more fragmented and more difficult because it's not necessarily the property management group company that we're trying to sell, if you will, on upgrading. They have to then pass that through to their owners. So it's just really working with them on how to communicate this as a value add, which it is. The owner is listing with the management company because they don't really want to do the work, right? But they know that there's money to be made with their investment property. The management company takes a commission. If you get nicer linens, let's say you get, you know, better furniture, better photos, to where you can charge $5 to $10 more a night, you're going to make more money. It's going to make more money for the management company and for the owner. So it is a win-win, but you just have to be willing to look at the bigger picture of, we're going to have to spend a little bit, shift a little bit, but here's the larger picture and how this will work out for us, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
Well, it's like a mind shift change from like, you know, not being like business oriented to being more professionalized and business focused and growing that business, which I think there's a lot of, you know, management companies on the cusp of that, right? Or like owners who become managers of other properties. It's, you know, it's the difference between being a kind of mom and pop shop and being like a bigger business. So I think that's part of it.
Yep. And it's also like, you know, guests are looking at me, myself as a traveler. I'm looking at the images of the property. Like if I'm spending however much a night, I don't want to stay at a place that looks like it was furnished with my grandma's furniture. Like I want to stay at a place that's creating and giving me an experience. And there is a way to do that. And you don't have to break the bank. I think that's another massive misconception is, oh, I have to spend millions of dollars or whatever it may be, hundreds of thousands or even thousands to do that. You don't. There are so many small things that you can do. If you say you have a full kitchen, make sure you have a pizza cutter and a wine opener and a vegetable peeler to make sure that you are, your the expectations that you're setting for your guests are actually meeting up with reality.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I guess just my last question is just kind of looking into the future and, you know, how do you envision the role of technology evolving the kind of context of Minoan and the business and just in general vacation rental properties from your guys' perspective?
It's a good question. There are so many cool companies out there in the vacation rental industry that as I've, you know, gotten more in the weeds in the 3.5 years that I've been in the space, it's been really, really impressive. And I kind of see, for example, there are companies out there that are like inventory management for back of house, like Breezeway, for example, where they can keep track for your housekeeping team of how many linens you have. I could see a world in which like we could integrate with them to where it's like, okay, here are the linens that you've purchased through Minoan. This is how many you have left because we don't have an inventory tracking system, at least not right now. Okay, you're running low on linens. Minoan knows that you ordered these linens from A1 American. Great. You can replenish through Minoan. And then it just goes back and having the systems kind of talk to each other. Because there are a lot of integrations with like PMSs, right? Every technology seems to be integrating with PMSs. But what about like the things that happened before that? Like the furnishing, like the, or even after that, like replenishment, ongoing stuff. So I see technology playing a huge role. And what it means for us at Minoan is we're going to continue learning from the people in the space. Like, we are not yet vacation rental owners or managers. And so we learn a lot from our members. And that to us has been the biggest accelerator is what is painful for you? What sucks? It's expensive to furnish and it's a mess to keep track of. Great, let's fix that. And 6 months from now, 6 years from now, those challenges are going to continue, but they're probably going to be different. So we just want to be able to like be on our feet, continue to listen to what the industry is telling us and pivot that way instead of saying, oh, I think we should do this. Well, what is the industry saying? What is the data saying? And what are our users saying that's going to be that is causing the most pain? And then finding a way to leverage technology to continue to make that easier. I mean, technology has made our lives outside of the vacation rentals industry so much easier. Think of Amazon, think of Google, you know, all of these companies out there. So I see Minoan and other companies in the space continuing to evolve and adapt as these other companies have done just with the way that the, you know, environment is shifting.
Yeah. I mean, it's an exciting industry to be involved in.
It is. It's so small still. It's like massive, but so small. And who knows where we'll be 6 months from now. It's the whole industry feels like a startup, right? Because so much happens and what in 3 months, it could feel like 3 years. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the continued like evolution and growth of the industry. And it's been super fun to see so far. And obviously, I hope Minoan can continue to play a big role in helping the industry level up.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you back sometime and hear more about what you guys do in the future. But it's been really nice getting to know you and learning more about the company.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again.